So here's a question we're going to explore. How in alignment are you with X, Y, and Z? We're going to get to X, Y, and Z in this conversation. So welcome to this episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and it's a beautiful day as I look outside there in Bali. I'm your host, Kyle Massey, coach, strategist, and author of five books, latest book being Decision Making Mastery. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, do check it out, because when you sign up for my newsletter, you also get a free copy of my audiobook, The Guidebook to Happiness. So check that out, kylemassey.com. So today's subject I want to talk about is alignment, and I'm working with a group, and each year I take a group, a small coaching group, for 9 months this year. Next year it'll be 8 months. And the theme that I've sort of worked with this group is, I call it evolutionary alignment. I'm big on the word evolution, this idea of, you know, onwards and upwards, and also about constant and never-ending improvement. So we're not only going upwards. Evolution is we're sort of evolving to be even greater versions and expressions of our unique selves. So there's that evolutionary piece. And then I've added it together with this alignment piece. Evolutionary alignment is, what are the things I'm doing that bring me into alignment, and bring me into alignment so that it exacerbates and speeds up this evolutionary process for me. So where I might look at in this idea of alignment, the first thing I want to do is I want to know whether I'm in alignment with my values. So obviously the first thing you need to do is work out what your values are, and it's certainly something that I do in all my workshops, is a specific activity to get clear about what your two primary values are. And interestingly enough, my primary values, no surprise, are the first one's leadership and the second one is evolution. So those are the things I value most. And what that means is I'm in alignment with my values when I'm making decisions and choices that are expressed in alignment with that. Did that make sense, or did I say alignment too many times? What I'm saying is, if I have a value that is leadership and I do something that's poor leadership or not in alignment with what I believe to be true with leadership, then I'm out of alignment. I've done that thing again. I'm saying alignment way too many times. So that is the first one. Like, as far as your values, are you in alignment with your values? The other one is working out maybe what your purpose is. And I like, you know, this in yogic terminology, it's your dharmic path. I like the idea of a divine path because it brings a bit of sacredness to this idea of there's some sort of divinity, there's, you know, this divine me in alignment with the divine outside of me, and we're working together and that becomes my purpose. So again, I might work that out. That might be my North Star, even I might call it that. Am I in alignment with this divine purpose of mine, this, you know, pathway that feels right for me? And again, we need to step back and look at what that is. What do I feel is, you know, the divine purpose for myself? What is my dharmic pathway? What is my North Star? We establish that and then we take a step back and say, how aligned am I with this? Do I need to, you know, re-divert things? Do I need to make a course correction to bring myself back into a place and space where I'm likely to reach that and express that divine purpose? The other one, when I ask these questions about alignment, I'm like, you know, what's my ideal lifestyle? Am I in alignment? You know, am I doing the things that I need to do in order for me to have the experience and the expression of this ideal lifestyle? So again, I need to step back and ask myself, what is, you know, my ideal lifestyle? And, you know, am I doing things that are aligning me, bringing me into the expression of that? You know, one of the things I love to do in my coaching practice is help people get clear what their ideal lifestyle is, and then help them create that within their lives. Again, I'm not the coach to come and see if you want to make $1 billion. That's not me. I'm the coach that wants to help you find more meaning, more fulfillment, more abundance, more joy, more peace, and, you know, have this lifestyle which is, you know, bringing out the best in you, that's giving you enough space for creative expression. So again, this idea, and like the word alignment, it's just like an audit. I'm just stepping back and I'm having a look at these different aspects and areas of my life, and I'm saying, you know, does it feel right? Does it feel that I'm centered? So again, I feel like I'm alignment when it just feels right. I'm not sort of off skew if and, you know, twisted. I'm like, okay, this feels good. And when I'm doing this particular thing, I feel like that I'm in this flow of life as well, because I've like taken a conscious look at it and I've become consciously aware of, you know, where am I? Where do I want to go? What is it that I'm heading towards? What are the principles and values that I want to have in my life? You know, am I bringing those in? Are they sort of flowing through me, sort of, rather than sort of, you know, flying up my spine in this, you know, nice energetic pathway that the yogis might talk about? You know, is my energy shooting off in different directions? It might be even in a relationship. We look at in a relationship, are we as two people in this relationship in alignment? Are we aligned in our values? Are we aligned in what we want our life to look like? Are we aligned in the lifestyle we want? So it's no good being in a relationship if someone wants white picket fences and sort of settle down 1 kilometer from mum and dad, and the other person in the relationship wants to live overseas and travel around overseas and spend 2 years here and 2 years there. So again, like, the more we can make sure in those relationships, it might even be in work, are my values in alignment with the people that I'm working for? So maybe you have, you know, clear principles. You want to work for a company that has good social awareness and doesn't just talk it, but actually integrates it within the workplace. You might want to work with a client that's aligned with your beliefs around environment. So it might be that if, you know, that company is out of alignment with some of these, you know, stronger beliefs and values, then that's time to move away from it. So this is part of us feeling disruptive and all over the place in life, is because we're not paying attention to aligning these things, these different aspects in our life. And I know I've said the word align a bazillion times, a lot of times. So I think it's sort of, you know, banged back in there. But again, there's in alignment, which feels peace, calm, centered, grounded. And then there's out of alignment, where you sort of, it might be a mental thing, you're feeling something's off. Physically, it might be off. When we're out of alignment, we go and see a chiropractor who might sort of adjust our spine, or an osteopath, again, trying to create that. In yoga, we do all these postures, and the postures are equal and opposite, different sides, because we want to align our body, because we know when we do that, it allows us to have that nice straight spine, so this energy can flow up into the nether reaches. So again, it's a beautiful topic to look at, and a beautiful one to just take a step back. So the message I leave you with is just the general question of asking yourself, is there anything in my life which is out of alignment? And you might specifically look at, you know, whether your values, whether your principles, whether your lifestyle, whether your purpose. And just check in on those things and say, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how in alignment are they? Where 10 is absolute alignment and 1's way the beep off course. And they just, you know, are reminders for you to take a step back and say something needs to be done. So I think I've said that A word enough times that you've got it now. If you've got any questions about it, don't hesitate to reach out. Do the work and sort of take that step back and have a look and, you know, serve yourself, like honor yourself, respect yourself by giving you the time, yourself the time out to do that sort of stuff. As I said, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, check that out. Details, karlmassey.com down below, and you get a free audiobook version of the Guidebook to Happiness for signing up and joining with me. And obviously you can unsubscribe at any time, I won't cry or anything like that. So on that note, have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible, beautiful planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.